want you to turn with me, please, to Mark chapter 6, beginning to read at verse 30 right through to 44. Let's hear God's word together. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all that they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they didn't even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time, it was late in the day. So his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take 8 months of a man's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" "How many loaves do you have?" he asked. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fishes. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of 150s, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven. He gave thanks and he broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. And the number of men who had eaten was 5,000. Amen. May God bless us. The reading of his word. Let us pray together. Our Heavenly Father, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us now. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Every crisis has the potential of robbing us of the value of past experiences. Every new trouble seems to isolate us from the very knowledge we have of God. It's amazing that our problems seem so large and so complex. It's as if there is a divine eclipse. When a solar eclipse takes place, the magnitude and light of the sun is blotted out. And yet, the sun's diameter is 400 times greater than that of the moon. But that's how out of perspective our lives can become when we're faced with difficulty. In this particular chapter, the current crisis has eclipsed their knowledge of Jesus. The apostles gathered round Jesus and reported to him all that they had done and taught. How ironic. They had just come back telling them about everything they had been able to do and everything that they had been instructed to teach. And yet, they were faced with a crisis that they couldn't give a solution to. And Jesus must have scratched his head. And even more alarming to Jesus would have been, what sort of spiritual amnesia do my disciples suffer when they can't even remember what I'm capable of doing? I mean, how many things have I done to demonstrate that I am clearly and unequivocally the Son of God? Did I not raise a girl from the dead? Did I not cast out demons from a man demon-possessed? Did I not calm the storm? Did I not turn water into wine? How much more do I need to do? Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. So they went away by themselves. But then they were followed by people who were eager to hear what Jesus was teaching. By this time it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. This is a remote place, they said, and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. But he answered, you give them something to eat. Jesus, do you understand the nature of this problem? 5,000 men, probably 20,000 in total, if you take women and children into account, have traveled some distance around the outskirts of the lake to reach us here. Now, it's dark, or it's getting dark. And they will need something to eat. There's children here with them. We're in a crisis situation. You have said enough, send them home. Or at least send them into the villages and let them buy something and bring it back here. And Jesus said, you really thought this through? Really? It's getting late. Where are they going to be able to buy bread? Who is going to have enough bread to provide for 20,000 people? And what if they don't have the resources to buy bread? What if they're not met with the hospitality culture that we expect? And provision can't be made. What you're suggesting is, if they go away, the problem goes away. It's a short-term solution to the great divine need that these people possess. But he answered them, you give them something to eat. Again, they feel dull in their explanation. In the size of the problem, they have lost their focus on Jesus. That would take 8 months of man's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat? How many loaves do we have? What's the food resource? They went out to the crowd and come back and reported, we have 5 loaves and 2 fishes. It's not enough, Jesus. Now, we've wasted time. We have gone out. You've asked us to do something. We've done it for you. We have come back and reported, and it's not enough. And they could have gone earlier to buy bread. How many times in our lives do we let the present crisis rob us of the picture of God? The revealed picture of God in our lives, the God of our experience. Has he pulled us through before? Has he turned up? When you look back on your life, has God been faithful? Have you been out on the streets? Have you never had enough food on the table? Have you ever been destitute without any resources whatsoever? Have you never had sufficient strength in the midst of your crisis before? Has God not showed you his love on countless other occasions? Has he not demonstrated his power in the past? And Jesus is saying to his own disciples, you are slow to learn. After everything that I have done, after everything I've been trying to teach, after every miracle and sign that has taken place, you are still questioning if people can be provided for. Do you really think, disciples, that if I had compassion on them, that I would leave them without food? Do you really think that if I was teaching them into the late hours of the night, that it would be only my words that they would hear and not be shown the power of my hands and the authority that I possess? Is that what you're suggesting? They were left still with trying to provide a human solution. And then Jesus intervenes. He said, listen, direct the people to sit down in groups of 50 and hundreds. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to set before the people. Multiplied. And a miracle was beginning to take place. They had been left with small provision, little in the way of resources. But as each disciple went with whatever they had been given, as they began to break the bread and the little fish and start to give it out to these small groups of 50 and hundreds, there was a multiplication taking place. Something was happening that couldn't be explained in human rational terms. And they could see it in their hands as they encouraged to give to the needy and to the hungry. And how blessed that small group must have felt as they witnessed a miracle taking place in their small group as Jesus, way there on the mountain, was able to give out, continue to give and to give and to give. And what was the outcome? Well, there were 12 baskets left over. And we know that the number 12 has particular importance in the Bible. It's mentioned 187 times in Scripture. It occurs 22 times in the book of Revelation alone. But there were 12 sons of Jacob. There were 12 tribes of Israel. There were 12 apostles. In the book of Revelation, there are 12 gates and 12 angels. And Jesus taught in the temple at 12 years of age. And in Jewish numerology, they believed that the number 12 represented perfection, completeness, authority. And it's interesting, isn't it? Jesus was using this miracle to say to the disciples, count the baskets. What's left over? This isn't just about being lavish. It's not about lavish love. It's not about wasted resources. I mean, what are they going to do with 12 baskets of bread and fish? Now go out into the villages with it, perhaps. But Jesus was actually saying, I want to make a point here. And I want you to listen. And I want you to visualize. And I want you to see. How important is the number 12 to you? You know, as Hebrew people, it's about perfection, it's about completeness, it's about authority. What I did today demonstrates once again who I am, whose authority I operate by. This miracle, the one that you witnessed by your own hands as you multiplied the bread through my authority, as you filtered it through your fingers and watched the bread expand and the fish multiply. Who was responsible for that? Who could conduct a miracle with such power? None other than God's Son. I have the power as God's Son to make this miracle happen. And what I want to demonstrate to you is this, that people came here with needs today. Now, those needs were both bodily and spiritual. When I watched them come round the side of the lake, when I saw them sitting there, I saw them as sheep without a shepherd. These people are hungry. They're hungry to be taught from the God Himself. They're hungry for my words. They know that in these words are found life and freedom. And that's why they have come today. They are without a shepherd. They have looked in countless other places and tried various other things, but never felt satisfied in their seeking or journey. And that's why they have traveled such a long distance out round this lakeside to come to me today, because they will listen to every word, just as they have done. And I will take an opportunity to speak to them, no matter how physically tired I am, because I am both fully God and fully man. This is a different experience to me, to be exhausted. But because I am a God of love, because compassion dominates my life, no matter the physical tiredness and exhaustion I feel today, I will speak to these people, because their hearts are empty and they need filled. And you come to me and you wanted to send them away. You'll learn. You just don't do that with people, particularly those I have sent. And you wanted to try to send them back into villages and towns to buy bread, when man shall not live by bread alone, but every word. But in order that these people will not be hungry, I'm going to do a miracle. And I'm going to do such a great miracle. There's going to be 12 baskets led over. And I want you to see that I have more than met their need. They came with meager resources, and I multiplied those resources so that they were fully satisfied. So they were complete. They were no longer hungry, but I filled them. I had the authority to do so. And this miracle shows the completeness that I can bring to a person's life. They will neither hunger in body or in soul if they come to me. You saw the problem. I provided the solution. The solution far outweighed the problem. You're here today. Have you got a problem? What size is it in comparison to God? Is it the moon or the sun? Because the problem with your solution, with your problem being like the moon, is it's 400 times smaller than the diameter of God. In fact, it's numerically impossible to make a comparison. The nature of your problem is nothing in comparison to the size and magnitude of an Almighty God. And Jesus was trying to tell his disciples, I can complete you as an individual. I have the authority to make your life complete. I will not only take your small problem, but I will provide a solution that is so magnificent that your problem will subside against the avalanche of my love and greatness and goodness and power and might. We so often are distracted by the nature of our difficulties and lose sight of the greatness of God and the power within him. The disciples had so quickly forgotten that he had done so many other things that in this situation he appeared to be doing nothing. Just standing talking to them about who should do what. But he knew what he was going to do. He had already decided long before the question how he was going to provide the solution. But he was teasing out of the disciples a conversation. How much do you trust me? Have I disappointed you before? Is there anything I was incapable of doing? Because now I'm going to do what you think or what you thought would not be done. I'm going to feed these people. And I'm going to leave enough left over to convince you of who I am, what I can do today. Is your problem consuming you? Is it eating you up? Is it distracting you away from God? Are you beginning to focus on the problem and not God as the provider or solution? Are you beginning to dictate the terms to God as to what that solution should be? Because that's what the disciples were attempting to do. God, yeah, and Jesus, send them away. Put them into villages. Let them go and ask. God says, whoa. You're telling me what to do. I'm going to show you what needs to be done. Divide them up into groups, and I will feed them. And you know, the difficulty with our problems is that we become obsessed with our difficulties and the darkness and the problems. We start telling God what we feel is the appropriate way out. We start to lay down before him directions as to what he should do in order to make us feel better. What he should do in order to restore our faith. What he should do in order to bring joy and happiness back into our lives. And God says, did I not create you? Do I not know you? Do I not know what is best for you? Do I not know when the time would be right for you to receive your blessing? Do you think that you are at the end of your tether? Or do you not possibly know where that could be? But I do. Do you not think that I have also been in that place? And therefore ambivalent as to your current situation? Do you not think that I know what loneliness feels like? Do you not think that I don't know what pain feels like? Do you not think that I understand what anxiety and stress feels like as I dropped sweats of blood in the Garden of Gethsemane? Do you not think that I have been upset by being misunderstood or misrepresented? Or being falsely accused. There isn't a range of human emotions that you as my disciples would go through that I have not experienced. But the difference between you and I is this: I am God and you're not. That's the big difference. And so in the midst of your crisis, are you going to let the moon blot out the sun? Or are you going to let the sun outshine the moon? I can do it. I can help you. I can provide for you. And I will make sure that you're not a victim of life's traumas and tragedies. Today, let me fill your basket full of bread. The resources that you need, I can provide. And I will do it because I love you. And I have compassion upon you. And you're never, never going to be on your own. Such is Jesus and his love. Let us pray.